Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you are wondering what's going on today, you've come to the right place. This is the DJV Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria. My name is Stefan. Her name is Horn. And there's Keelan over there. We're here because it's necessary for us to be here so that the world will not topple over. The flatness of the world will not be exposed. We want everything to be round. Imagine, think about it for a second. Close your eyes unless you're driving. Just for a moment or two. Experiment time. All right, you ready? Redirect your thinking to something that is especially pleasant, something you think about, and see how much you grin, how much you smile as you think about something that really makes, like maybe you think about your wife, your husband, your children, your dog, your job. It was just something that makes
George
you smile.
Clooney.
George Clooney. Okay, yeah, whatever it is. And then, well, as I said, it's hard to do, although you can kind of do it with your eyes open while you're driving. We were just talking about something, Victoria and I, Jennifer, the new Waze, the way that they're adding to the Waze app gives you direction. I don't know, what do you use an app when you're driving? Or you know, pretty much when you're driving, you know where you're going out there.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I always use an app.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, so do you...
Waze? Yeah, I will use Waze most of the time. Yeah, I don't use Google Maps.
So they have a new, you want to explain it, Victoria? They have a new way of getting you into the right lane, which is one of the things that always confuses me. If I'm someplace I don't know, and I'm trying to find the right...
Yes,
if
and you're on the right, and then all of a sudden realize you have to get off on the left.
So Waze is fixing that. Google Maps and Apple Maps actually has lane guidance already, and so Waze has stolen that. And they will make it better because Waze is just a better app than the others.
Yeah,
so, and there's another one, there's another new notification that's going to be out next month. And that is going, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever set a future date on Waze or future time of arrival.
I just barely know how to use it to get where I'm going.
This wasn't directed at you. This was more of a Jen question.
Sorry.
And yes,
my drives.
Now in the future, as traffic, Waze will detect that traffic will be building up on your future trip, and so it will send you updates on how to, like, when to leave to beat the rush.
That's good, because that's annoying to me when you set it and it says, okay, leave at 1 o'clock. Well, then by the time when you leave at 1, there's an accident that couldn't be predicted.
Exactly.
And
so if you also have, like, you do the same route, you know, from your house to the studio, that if you save that as a frequent or favorite destination, then every day it will also let you know when the traffic builds up on that route. So it's getting more intuitive. It's cool. I know, Doug, you know, earlier in the show you said you know you don't like the robots and the AI and all this, but that's what this is. That's exactly what this is.
There are always exceptions for every rule. I can be just like a woman, Victoria.
Huh?
I can change my mind.
Man.
I can, huh?
Just like a woman. Okay.
Just like a woman. All right, what's
like
going on?
Like you woman folk.
Yep.
Excuse me. Yeah. Smoke. Yeah. Inhalation.
Yes. Oh, that's something else. There is all this conversation about... Yesterday, there's a character who works on the farm. I should do a TV show about the farm. My son wants to write a show, which is the story of my farm and the people who are on it. So I have this fellow that we call lovingly Sneaker. His real name is Channing Smith III. But he goes by Sneaker.
A lot fancier than Sneaker.
Yeah, well, but he's Channing doesn't fit him. Sneaker does fit him. So anyway, he lives on the farm in a mobile home most of the time. He lives out on a farm about an hour from here, but because there's so much going on, he's stayed here. And there's a TV. He doesn't have TV where he lives, and he hasn't had TV for years. So he's now taken to watching PBS at night. Watches the news, and then he tells me the next day. So he said to me yesterday afternoon, they're working on a truck, and he said, look up in the sky. I looked up in the sky. I said, what am I seeing? He says, that's smoke from California. And I started thinking about it. I said, how do you know that? He said, I saw in the PBS NewsHour last night.
Yeah, apparently people in New York saw the smoke, too. I didn't hear in Jersey, but
The farthest I've heard so far is Michigan, so that was a few days ago. Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah, apparently. So I asked Brendan last night, and Miles, I have to tell this story. So Miles is now in school, but he's on the computer. And he doesn't really know anything about computers or anything. So the teacher apparently is older and she's not too savvy either. So when it comes to letting the kids in, you know, so Miles somehow or other, he has a tutor that he's working with and he, was not interested in whatever was going on the screen. So he was playing around hitting the buttons on the screen.
Uh-oh.
And so he popped it off. And so the woman who's there, who happens to be a friend of Brendan's, that's how she got there, she says, Miles, you can't do that because now there's nothing else on the screen. So he said to her very matter-of-factly, well, it wasn't very interesting to me. So then they try to get back on.
He's your grandkid.
Yeah. So he tries to get back on, or the woman who's there with him, and they can't because the woman who's the host doesn't know that he's not there and isn't watching to let him back in again. So then it finally became this debacle, and Miles was upset because he's now made friends with the youngsters. Very interesting, the New World Order. He doesn't know any of these children because he hasn't met them in person, but he's become friends with them in school on the Zoom app. I just find it, is this where we're going? Nobody's going to know anybody anymore. It's all going to be, whatever relationships you have are all going to be online on a Zoom kind of thing.
But if you think about it, though, it might actually be even better for first introductions, because when kids, if you see kids like in a playground or whatever, kids just tend to kind of scatter. And then if there are two kids who are on the jungle gym, then maybe those two kids will bond. But in this instance, he has to bond with everybody equally. So, and he has to pay more attention to actually getting to know kids rather than just bonding over a common toy, which is that's normally how kids bond. So, I don't know. I think there are upsides and downsides to a lot of these things.
He's very social. He's very social. Likes other children. Likes to play with other children. Likes to ask a lot of questions of other children. And they kind of look at him strangely. He's my grandson when it comes to that. Well, why is this? So then he says to his mother, "I didn't really do that. I didn't push that. I didn't make that go away because he didn't understand what he did." Which, as far as I'm concerned, is to his credit that he doesn't know at 5 and a half how the computer works. I'm happy about that. Save that off as long as possible. So, anyway.
Well, he could get to be like you, and, you know, at your age, you don't know how it works either. So you guys can bond over that.
He'll be calling Victoria for
Yeah, I'll give him your number, Victoria. How about that?
I would happily talk to Miles.
Oh, he's a fabulous kid. You'd love talking to him. He's so funny. I call him. He's running around the house now. He's now discovered that he can run around the house in his underpants.
Oh, and great. So also like you.
Mr. Yeah. Fancy Pants. Yeah.
Wait till he starts showering in the swimming pool, and then you've got a trifecta.
Apparently, Roswell, New Mexico is not the only place to look for aliens. Our clip of the day today at DJVShow.com is a focus on that UFO that wasn't really a UFO that was spotted hovering over New Jersey yesterday. Listen to more of that and other clips of the day. Some of them are fun. Some of them are serious. They're all instructive. They're all helpful. As we hope that's what you get out of listening to the DJV show. So if you can't listen to all of it in its entirety, check it all out. It broadcasts through the day in its entirety, and the clips are there as well at DJVShow.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yeah. What? That's the sound of your cat.
Is it? Because it sounds like it's coming from you.
Really? Nah. 18 after the hour, DJV program. Okay. So there are a few items from the airplane department you'd like to report on. How's Boeing doing in all of this? They aren't delivering any planes because nobody wanted their plane to begin with, and now nobody wants their plane, even if they, well, they need 777, 787. So what are they doing?
Well, they're getting closer to rectifying the situation and recertifying, but there was a scathing congressional report that blames Boeing for all of the issues with the 737 MAX airliner. They said numerous design, management, and regulatory failures during the development of the 737 MAX preceded the preventable death of 346 people in two crashes of the Boeing jetliner. According to this congressional report that came out this week, the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure released a 238-page report painting Boeing, saying that they prioritize profits over safety and detailed disturbing cultural issues within the company. They related employee surveys showing some experienced undue pressure as Boeing raced to finish the plane to compete with their rival Airbus. The report said concerns about the aircraft weren't sufficiently addressed to spur those design changes. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, this is how penny-wise and pound-foolish, these are the corporate executives that are just interested in the bottom line. Because of these crashes, Boeing has had to pay out over $1 billion.
Right.
Yeah, that's where their stock price went.
What sense does that make when they could have handled this beforehand and taken into account what their employees were saying wasn't right? Some lawmakers are calling for more oversight by the FAA of the airline industry in general.
Yeah, well, building planes needs to be supervised like you have a house supervised by the building inspector. 21 after the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Butterflies, they dance around on her.
Great stuff.
Like first rose of spring.
Willie and his harmonica. This is, there's summertime, nothing that Willie does that I don't like, as it turns out, pretty much. And so his latest book, Me and Sister Bobby, True Tales of the Family Band, kind of a collaboration with his sister Bobby Nelson, 47-year member of Nelson's Always in Motion touring group. It's on sale now. The book finds Willie and Bobby recalling their musical lives in alternating chapters, which sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it, ladies? By the way, if you're just joining us, Victoria and Jennifer are the ladies. This is the DJB program. Both Nelsons read their memoir in an audio book that has come out now. In the excerpt, Willie recalls the first time he ever got paid to play music. He was an 11-year-old guitarist at a polka band.
I like that. What's a guitarist doing in a polka band?
I don't know, playing well.
Used to be an accordion.
The dance hall gigs, mostly in front of the Czech community. Apparently, that didn't go over all that well with his grandmother, who objected to dancing and drinking. I imagine what she thinks about his smoking pot. Until Mama Nelson found out how much her grandson was making, he said, "I never did get her approval, but I also didn't get any flack." Me and Sister Bobby is the follow-up to Willie's other memoir, It's a Long Story in My Life. That's his first memoir. Well, actually, the first one was Willie, an autobiography that came out in 1988. So he's had three now altogether. Bobby is Willie's older sister. She turned 89 this year. He's 87. In July, Willie released his latest album. The song we just heard was the cover of the title song from the album First Rose of Spring. So there's the latest from Willie. Willie. All right, let's keep moving here. 25 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Here's Melissa Etheridge. Something intriguing about her voice, and I've never quite put my finger on what it is that I like about her voice, but I've always kind of found it appealing. She lined up a live virtual performance as part of Shatterproof Stronger Than Addiction Challenge coming up the 26th of this month. The event is a digital replacement for the nonprofit's annual 5K run, which is going to raise funds and awareness for addiction treatment. She was addicted. How long did she stay in treatment? Anybody remember? Remember she was...
I don't know.
Yeah, it was quite a while, I think. Anyway, they said we're honored to have Melissa as our special guest. She tragically lost her 21-year-old son in May to substance abuse. Her willingness to share of herself through her music will be a gift to our participants, many of whom have also lost loved ones or are in recovery. So she's had both experiences, been in recovery and lost somebody in her family. And Melissa said, quote, I hope my music and our collective voices and actions can end the stigma of addiction and help society realize that we need to work together to overcome this horrible disease. Now, there are a lot of people who don't think it's a disease. They think that, you know, of it as like being gay. You can fix it. And I don't know. In this circumstance, you kind of can. I wish these sorts of things had been around for my mother in that era because she was in the same boat. But, you know, it's kind of coming of age, these things. Shatterproof is the organization that's putting this on, encouraging the event's participants to perform any kind of physical or creative activity, either individually or as a team, while helping to raise money to support those recovering from addiction and honor those previously affected by it. Etheridge opened up in an interview to Rolling Stone about the grief that she experienced when her son died. Quote, as the mother of someone who is addicted to opioids, it's a struggle. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
COVID-19 has had an impact on many things, like our health and the economy, but it's also affected our ability to socialize and travel. Did you miss out on a vacation to Europe this year? Well, Katie Hartle is the creator of FriendMatch. It's an app that allows you to connect with other people from around the globe, and it might just lessen the sting of that canceled vacation.
A lot of us love to travel, and with borders closed and restaurants closed and all these different kinds of restrictions happening around the world, if you're missing travel, some people will find that you can use FriendMatch as a way to explore cultures around the world. Most of our members are actually looking to meet people from around the world. So it's not only a way to kind of be an armchair traveler during the pandemic with so many borders shut down, but you might meet friends you can visit in the future too, so you can travel again.
FriendMatch is free and you have to be 18 to join.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there could be a COVID-19 vaccine ready as soon as next month. And after that, distribution will begin.
We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on.
That would be much faster than what CDC Director Robert Redfield told Congress earlier. He said it would be the middle of next year or a little later. The president said Redfield was mistaken. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is again going after the president's COVID-19 response.
Let me be clear. I trust vaccines, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A famous comedian is stepping up to help veterans in need. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Football fans have something to cheer about as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Big Ten restored its 2020 football season, a surprising reversal in its response to the coronavirus that reflects some pressure to push forward with college sports as the pandemic continues to hit campuses across the country. The season will start on the 23rd and 24th of October, which will allow teams to play an 8-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Paris Hilton says she wants to be a voice for other survivors of boarding school abuse. She says she decided to go public about the abuse she reportedly suffered at Provo Canyon School in Utah as a teenager. She said, "They constantly screamed at me, and the abuse is still happening today." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How are you feeling today? Our job is to get you to think and to make you feel better about whatever's going on in your life. Maybe what your balance is in the bank. Feel good about that. Hopefully that's okay. Whatever it is that you're doing, the restart to the school year, some interesting things happening, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keenan, I'm Doug Steffen. The local version of start, I was talking about my grandson getting onto the laptop and being in school with his other youngsters, youngsters in kindergarten. So, here in they call this area in Massachusetts Metro West. It's kind of a stupid, goofy, name, but anyway, that's what they call it when I'm 26 miles due west of Boston. So the school area of Framingham, Natick, Wellesley, Weston, Wayland, Sudbury, Southborough, all these school systems, youngsters on their computers yesterday were Zoom bombed with images of Hitler. I'm trying to figure out how, now this is the latest hack sort of thing. This is, if somebody thinks this is cool to mess up what's going on with these youngsters, many of whom don't know who Hitler is, which, depending on your age, but when you consider that pretty much everybody from K to 12 is on these iPads, it's been a great time. Apple stock must be through the roof because of all these things, all these items that they've sold lately. But how do you, I don't even understand, how would you do this? How would somebody
Zoom
hack
is very,
into?
Zoom is very easy to hack into.
It is?
And that's why at the beginning of the pandemic, when people started scrambling to do work from home, everyone was using Zoom. And so much so the volume was so great that Zoom shut down all the time. It was not prepared for this. And so I have two friends who are teaching over, through Zoom, and everyone needs a permission to get to enter into the classroom. So I don't know why, and the schools near you weren't using a permission-based Zoom call. That's strange. It's exactly to prevent this kind of thing from happening, which it did happen a lot with porn and all kinds of stuff in the beginning. I have not. This is the first story I've heard, honestly, in months of a Zoom bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're also trying to figure out how to handle attendance. Isn't that so how do they know if you're there? And I remember, this goes back to my time in school, when the teacher for every class would take attendance. And they go, we sat in alphabetical, this is probably going to, your eyeballs will go back in the back of your head. In the moldy oldie days, we sat in chairs that were screwed to the floor, and the desk was screwed to the floor, and you were in whatever seat you were in because of where you were in the alphabet. So I was always in the first row because my first name begins with a D. And I sat behind, for some reason or other,
they alphabetized you by first name?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. And I always sat behind a girl for some reason or other. I don't remember why that was. Even in junior high school, we did.
Well, there aren't. How many other names begin with D for a guy? It's David or Doug, right?
Well, it was
maybe
that
Drew.
Doug.
But Dudley. No, Drew is Andrew. Right. Well, Dudley, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
right.
There are a lot of
Dudley,
other girls.
David, Donald. Yeah, there aren't too many people with D's. Mm-hmm. Doris was in front of me. I was D. She was D.O., and I was D.U.
So riveting. So. I honestly thought...
What came after you?
I know, right? I was going to just wait for you to say that Halloween was canceled in your area. That's where I thought you were going with this.
No, but here's where I was going. Okay, thank you.
I think your point's somewhere over here.
The thread...
Right behind Doris.
...was...
You know those things that they have at the airport, those lights that the people to guide the planes in? We need that for Doug on the air.
Okay. Can I keep going now? Okay?
Continue.
Okay. All right. So, what I had in mind was comparing the scariness for youngsters who don't know what happened. They were all scared because the Hitler images and the swastikas were on the screen. And so, I was going to lead, you think that's scary? Look at some of the scary outfits that are being sold for Halloween this year, even though nobody's going to go door to door. I'm looking at the picture of the weirdest, ugliest looking woman, these masks, they cost $180 or something? The Karen masks. Have you seen those?
Scary Karen, sure.
Yeah. All right. So would you like to
Halloween
carry
on was canceled in Los Angeles, but everywhere else it's still happening.
Everything's canceled in Los Angeles. Great.
Yeah. Governor Cuomo in New York said he didn't think it was appropriate to cancel Halloween, so he has no problem with that. Same thing in New Jersey. It's all going to happen as normal. So whether people will be answering the front door, that's probably, will remain to be seen. Some
trick
people
or treat.
Might, others won't. I think a lot of candy being left out, on front porches is probably how kids are going to be trick-or-treating. But whatever, it will be happening. And, of course, besides the Karen stuff, the number one costume for this year is anything Tiger King related. So now, and we've been waiting for this because we know, Jen's
Carol Baskin.
Jen's had her Carol Baskin outfit ready to go for many months.
To be fair, I wear it normally. I'm just going to add a flower crown.
Yeah. She does dress a lot like Carol.
Yeah.
But now, so Yandy's, which is a company that makes Halloween costumes every year, Yandy's now has sexy Tiger King Halloween costumes. And I don't know if you've seen these, but you can the Joe Exotic one or Josephina Exotic, however they're going to regenderize it. It's hilarious, and I don't even know if you would recognize it as being part of Tiger King, except that when Joe Exotic would have that weird holster for his knife. wrapped around his thigh, it has that on the costume. So it's kind of like, yeah, so it's like
his costume needs a holster.
Right, so it's got like a holster thing around the thigh, and it has just below that the thigh-high denim boots that are shredded that come up to just above her knee, and then it's, you know, with a little stuffed tiger sitting on her shoulder. And then the Carol Baskin one, which is extremely flattering for Carol Baskin, thigh-high leather boots, fishnet stockings, and a cat suit, basically a cat-like bodysuit with some little ears. So
get
if you want to do
on that.
I think the Joe Exotic one is kind of funny, and if anyone could figure out exactly who she's supposed to be. But, yeah, so obviously Tiger King is reigning supreme, and now with Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars, it's going to fuel it, I think, even further. So the coolest cat, that outfit goes for $50, and the Tiger Queen goes for $68.
Really? I think thighs are sexy.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Jen's reaction.
What's wrong with that?
This is why men get a bad rap for being simplistic. Here we are talking about Halloween, and you're like, thighs, they're sexy.
Yeah, you're talking about Carol Baskin's boots and thighs and stuff, so...
I don't think anybody's talking about Carol's thighs, but...
No. Although they're much smaller than they used to be. She's got sort of...
I don't even know what she looks like. I've never... The two of you Google talk about her all the time. I wouldn't know her if I fell over her. What does she look like?
She's Google our spirit animal.
She's... What? Huh?
She's our spirit animal. She's blonde and, you know, crunchy looking. You might like her.
Crunchy looking. Crunchy looking.
Like granola, like hippie.
Got it. Well, then maybe we'd all be excited to watch this if that's kind of cool. Netflix is promoting a documentary that tells the story of the youngest person to ever be cryolonically, if that's how you pronounce
cryogenically?
It. Cryogenically? Then, that too. Frozen. How about that? Mm. It's called Hope Frozen, A Quest to Live Twice. It documents a parent's loving long shot quest to save their baby girl. If you don't think this isn't creepy, wow. This is a Buddhist family. The family is trying to...
Pretty high tech for some Buddhists.
Okay. Right. They watch their baby daughter.
I was just thinking of Rose. She's like, well, I just want my head frozen.
Well, that's what they did. This baby had brain cancer, and they couldn't do anything about it, so they put her in the freezer. And
what are they hoping for?
That they bring
her back
to life
someday?
Once medical technology can save her.
Is Ted Williams still frozen?
Yes.
Yeah, what about, Walt Disney?
Walt Disney is still in cryogenics. Yep, all of those people.
Why would Ted Williams only want his head frozen?
Well, he wasn't him. It was his son. In other medical news, Dr. Ken and I talk on the most recent Good Day Health show with Dr. Ken about sexual activity and why it's good if you're wearing a face mask during activity. That's Dr. Ken for you. All right, maybe a little over the top.
Activity with a hooker, maybe, but, like, who else are you not, right? And is that listen, where he was going with that?
I'm not getting too well. Ken's, he goes in strange places sometimes.
Oh,
and
he gets
the biggest kick. He is so conservative, it's really very interesting. When he goes down one of these streets, he just sounds like he's letting it out of the bag, like letting the cat out of the bag. That's how it sounds with him when he talks about something like this. So... Anyway, here's a new study.
I want
study.
My head frozen right now.
I know, right?
All right. Man. Anyway, if you're interested in that, you can check it out. Most recent Dr. Ken side of the Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs.
At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
With social distancing and the closure of many public places, loneliness has been one of the unfortunate consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all know about the many online dating apps out there, so why not an app to make friends? Katie Hurdle is the creator of Friend Match.
Friend Match is actually exactly what it sounds like. It works similar to an online matchmaking or a dating website or app, but it is for friends instead of for romance. So it's worldwide. You can meet people from anywhere around the world or locally from your own community. Everything about it is designed to make it easy to find and make new friends. So you sign up, you create a profile for yourself, you share information about yourself, such as what kinds of friends you're looking for, what your interests and hobbies are, and what kinds of things you'd like to do with the friends you find on Friend Match.
Friend Match is free, but you have to be 18 to join.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Many smokers will readily admit that quitting is very hard. Why? Because the nicotine addiction is very powerful.
What happens in the brain are the neuroreceptors, the little receptors in the brain, get accustomed to these very high doses of nicotine that you take 20 to 30 to 40 times a day, and they get used to that, and they increase in numbers. So if you don't feed them what they want, then they object to that.
Dr. Richard Hurt says that's when you will get the withdrawal symptoms, like irritability, anxiety, and frustration.
People who are smokers smoke 20 to 30 to 40 cigarettes a day, so the doses you get over a period of time are enormous, much more than you get from any other drug of dependence.
The good news is that tobacco dependence treatment is getting better with more and more tools to help folks stop smoking. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV Show, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. How much we were just talking about the air about how much of our societal mores and values come from what's on television. Apparently, America's Got Talent, and I happen to see this, and I'm not really a fan of the show, had some a magician on. Who, and I saw this, he numbers and cards and all of that sort of thing. I thought it was fascinating. Turns out he was a fraud. How do you know, isn't all of what goes on with a magician fraudulent by definition? Isn't it tricks?
What do they call it? Not distraction. What is it? Illusion.
Illusion. Yeah. So what's I don't get. Why are we at the point where we're going to make fun of somebody who's doing well at what he's supposed to do well at?
But I think you're not telling the whole story. Did he get caught while he was doing the act? Or
yes.
Did someone figure it out? Okay.
No, somebody figured it out and said, but all of that stuff is fraudulent. Yeah. Come on. All right, it's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Laura Banks is with us. Laura is one of these people who's multi-talented. So, Laura, as far as I'm concerned, I could go down a half a dozen streets with you when we talk about stage and screen, things you've done, radio, all the stuff. But because you're an astrologer, yeah. I find that to be what is most helpful in terms of me talking to you.
Yeah.
I was thinking about retrogrades. This year, we've had a number of planets that have been in retrograde, and a lot of people will look at the stars and say, well, that's the reason. This is the first time in centuries that all these planets have been the way they are. Most people think about Mercury being in retrograde. But where are we in terms of retrogrades this year? How have they... do you think they're playing out as you expected them to with the Black Lives Matter, with COVID, with the election, and whether or not an asteroid is going to hit the planet?
Oh, my
all
gosh.
This crazy stuff.
Hurricanes, fires, famine,
right.
Pestilence,
oh my God.
Insects,
yeah.
Eating cows. I know.
So is this all playing out as you expected, and is it because of all these retrograde planets?
Well, Uranus and Taurus, excuse me for starting with Uranus, but that's the real problem here, okay? That's a bad place for Uranus, which is electrical and growth and power in the sign of Earth. Now, referring to your retrograde suggestion, imagine one of those giant bulldozers with a 20-foot bucket, and it's just digging and digging and digging and digging. It's digging out culture. It's digging out our unconscious, our conscious, our careers, our lives, are, it's just like we're just going to scourge the earth of every, it's just digging so deep. Retrogrades go deep. Mars is retrograde for 6 months this year.
All right, so what does that mean? How does that impact the average person? You, me, whomever. What does Mars do?
It's in Aries.
Site.
It's in Aries. It's exalted in Aries. So I
the
really think this
sign.
Is all. Yes, it's exalted. It's where it's meant to be. It's its home place. So I think all of this is going to have a profoundly positive pendulum swing at the end of the day. It's in
people
full
people want
action.
To know when.
It's the warrior. December 21st. Aquarius, yeah. It rules and rises. It's the dawn of the age of Aquarius. It's all had to be the black on the lining before the cloud broke through. Saturn and Jupiter go into Aquarius December 21st. I promise you, we will see profound opportunity. Jupiter's doing some really wonderful stuff now, too. But those retrogrades are going to continue to completely ravage our personal and professional and planetary lives. But it's all going to be for good.
You mean from now until December 21st?
I'm telling you, December 21st is when we're really going to go, oh,
okay.
Thank God.
So then the autumnal equinox happens in the next week. And then 3 months later, we have the winter, well, the beginning of winter is December 21st.
Exactly.
So does that impact, is that where you're, are you telling us that this tough stuff's going to continue for another 3 months and then we have relief? Is that what we should hold on to?
Well, yes. I mean, I really believe that. October's going to be real dicey. The election's going to be dicey. People need to hold on to their seats. They need to do the journaling and the meditation and the breathing and the breaking up and the making up and the making sure the dog is fed and your heart and soul is taken care of, because, you know, this is as bad as it gets. This, I mean, who saw this coming? But each sign
is it for everybody? Somebody, you told me when it came to me anyway, that you thought this year was going to be a pretty good year. I can't tell you that I think it's been a great year in all kinds of ways, whether it's the personal stuff, the TIA, whether it's business.
I doubt I told you you were going to have a great year all around. I probably, which I do want to do a reading, is to look at a specific area. I remember telling you this, and you're like me. We're so resistant to do the inner work. Everything's in your 12th house, dog. Until you meditate or start doing something to slow down your monkey mind, it's all going to be nonsense. I'm the worst at it. I just found out, I guess, this writing thing is good. I don't know what left-right brain writing is. I'm sure as heck going to find out. But if you don't slow down your mind, it's all going to be a mess. And you didn't listen to me about that. So,
but the mind, well, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, I've always thought.
Yeah, you're wasting it when you don't stop it.
Well, stopping
it is... I know,
I'm
talking to me, too.
It's kind of what you were born with, and working to reverse it isn't easy. I think I take my stabs at it here and there, and then I think to myself, okay.
You've got all that Scorpio emotion to deal with, you're not dealing with, all this desire for connection and affection that you've shut off yourself from, which so many people do. So many men and women are emotionally unavailable now. It's a choice, but you pay a price.
All right, so how do you like that, boys and girls? There it is. Doom and gloom with hope at the end of the tunnel. That's what it is, and we always want to know what the hope is at the end of the tunnel. So thank you, Laura. Laura Banks here with her read on reality. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.